Brent Scarpo is a riveting speaker. He's chosen to put his talents toward counteracting bullying, racism, and hatred. While in Anchorage, Scarpo will be speaking to a number of organizations, businesses, and school groups to discuss the origins of hatred and how individuals can affect change in the community.
Act of violence.
Journey to a Hate-Free Millennium is a documentary produced and directed by Scarpo, which focuses on the surviving family members of Matthew Shepard, James Byrd Jr., and Rachel Scott. Shepard was the young gay man beaten to death in Wyoming, Byrd, an African-American brutally murdered in Texas, and Scott, a student gunned down at Columbine High in Colorado. Although these crimes happened a decade ago, Scarpo says the story resonates with young students.
So what we do is we take a sort of a contemporary historical look at the three biggest really hate crimes that these kids know, James Byrd Jr., Matthew Shepard, students at Columbine. And what I've discovered is that this is this generation's Holocaust. I'm shocked when I go to some schools and they don't even teach the Holocaust anymore. And I had one student who said, well, this is our Holocaust. You know, 9/11, Virginia Tech, James Byrd Jr., Columbine. This is their Holocaust. This is their hate. And so I always get students, though they may not remember Columbine, they know what it feels like to be bullied every day.
Patricia Partnow, Executive Director of Healing Racism in Anchorage, says Scarpo's visit is a timely one since bullying has been tagged as a major concern.
We love his message, and also he's an extremely good communicator. So we wanted to sort of jumpstart the community dialogue on those issues. And we also know that the school district has been combating bullying for a long time, so it's very timely for them as well as our community as a whole.
Scarpo says he's come to realize the underlying cause of bullying.
There's only one reason why one person or one group hates another person or another group. It's that the bully is trying to answer, what is it that I love so little about myself that I feel a need to hurt or bully another human being and/or myself? That's what's going on. I don't care if it's the Aryan Nation, I don't care if it's the KKK, I don't care if it's a fifth grader who's texting another fifth grader telling him how horrible they are. They're just trying to answer questions of, what is it that I love so little about myself?
Bullying has been heightened because of the rise of the internet and the frequent use of social networking sites by high school students. Scarpo says today's young people are inundated with information, yet often cannot process what they are learning.
I think that students are not necessarily more open, but they're more aware. The internet has shoved down our throats information and knowledge that I think some of our kids cannot handle. You know, I didn't know half the things that a third or fourth grader knows now. And these third and fourth graders and middle school students don't have the skills to process it. So when you don't have the skills to process something you don't know, what you do is you fear it. When you fear it, you get anger, and then you retaliate.
The 48-year-old Scarpo tailors his speaking programs to a variety of ages and needs, both personal and community-oriented. He'll be hosting a series of workshops in Anchorage this week for adults who want to take a lead role in eliminating bullying and hate crimes. Patricia Partnow says she'll be helping with the workshops.
We agree with him completely that it goes back to a combination of fear and anger. Both of them feed off of ignorance. And so when you get those three things together, fear, anger, and ignorance, then it's a volatile combination, and it's so destructive, especially to young people to grow up in atmospheres where that's happening.
Partnow will be conducting an extended series of workshops running until December. While in town, Scarpo will be meeting with the Anchorage Police Department, Cook Inlet Tribal Council, and the Alaska Military Youth Academy, among many others. For KSKA, I'm Ellen Lockyer.